This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 114, Biography of Rand Paul, the Senator from Kentucky. General information. Rand Paul, born on January 7, 1963, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is a prominent American politician and ophthalmologist. He currently serves as the junior United States Senator from Kentucky, a position he has held since 2011. Paul is a member of the Republican Party and is known for his libertarian-leaning views, often advocating for limited government, individual liberty, and a non-interventionist foreign policy. Early life and education. Rand Paul was born to Carol and Ron Paul, the latter being a well-known libertarian politician and former U.S. representative. Growing up in Lake Jackson, Texas, Paul was influenced by his father's political activities and ideologies. He attended Brazos Wood High School, where he was involved in various extracurricular activities, including sports and debate. After high school, Paul pursued his undergraduate studies at Baylor University, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in biology in 1984. He then moved on to Duke University School of Medicine, graduating with an MD in 1988. Following his medical degree, Paul completed his residency in ophthalmology at Duke University Eye Center. Early career. Upon completing his medical training, Rand Paul moved to Bowling Green, Kentucky, where he established his ophthalmology practice. He became known for performing pro bono surgeries for patients who could not afford eye care, which helped him gain local recognition and respect. While practicing medicine, Paul also engaged in political activism, often echoing his father's libertarian views. He was involved with the Southern Kentucky Lions Eye Clinic, where he provided free eye surgeries, further solidifying his community standing. His political involvement intensified in the early 2000s when he began to speak at various libertarian and conservative events, advocating for free market economics, personal liberty, and a reduction in government size. Election history. Rand Paul's political career took a significant turn when he announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate in 2010. He won the Republican primary with a significant margin, defeating the establishment-backed candidate, Trey Grayson. In the general election, Paul defeated the Democratic candidate, Kentucky Attorney General Jack Conway, by a 56% to 44% margin. Since his initial election, Paul has been re-elected twice. In 2016, he won against Democrat Jim Gray with 57.3% of the vote, and in 2022, he secured another term by defeating Democrat Charles Booker with 52.9% of the vote. His campaigns have often highlighted his commitment to reducing federal spending, reforming healthcare, and protecting civil liberties. Political stances. Rand Paul is known for his libertarian-leaning conservative views. He advocates for a strict interpretation of the Constitution, often citing the 10th Amendment to argue for states' rights over federal overreach. In terms of economic policy, Paul supports tax cuts, deregulation, and a balanced budget amendment. He has been a vocal critic of the Federal Reserve, pushing for more transparency and accountability in monetary policy. On healthcare, Paul has proposed market-based reforms, including the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, and replacing it with measures that would increase competition and consumer choice. He has also been a proponent of allowing insurance to be sold across state lines. Regarding foreign policy, Paul often calls for a more restrained approach, advocating for less military intervention abroad. He has criticized the use of drone strikes and has pushed for Congress to have a greater role in decisions about military engagements. On civil liberties, Paul has been a staunch defender of privacy rights, opposing mass surveillance programs like those revealed by Edward Snowden. He has also been involved in efforts to reform criminal justice, particularly in areas like sentencing reform and the rights of the accused. His stance on social issues tends to be more traditional, though he has occasionally broken from party lines, such as when he supported the legalization of industrial hemp in Kentucky. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, has garnered significant support for a variety of reasons, each resonating with different segments of the American populace. One of the primary reasons people support Rand Paul is his staunch advocacy for limited government intervention in both economic and personal spheres. His libertarian leanings appeal to those who believe in reducing the size and scope of government, thereby promoting individual freedoms and market-driven solutions. Supporters appreciate his consistent push for less regulation, which they argue fosters innovation and economic growth without the heavy hand of government oversight. Another key aspect of Paul's appeal is his commitment to fiscal conservatism. He has been a vocal critic of excessive government spending and the national debt, advocating for balanced budgets and spending cuts. This resonates with voters who are concerned about the long-term economic health of the country and the burden of debt on future generations. His efforts to audit the Federal Reserve and his opposition to what he sees as wasteful spending have earned him a reputation as a guardian of taxpayer money. Paul's stance on civil liberties also draws considerable support. He has been a defender of privacy rights, often clashing with both parties over issues like NSA surveillance and the Patriot Act. His filibuster against drone strikes on American soil highlighted his dedication to constitutional rights, which appeals to those wary of government overreach into personal lives. This commitment to civil liberties makes him a champion for those who value privacy and personal freedom above all. Moreover, Rand Paul's foreign policy views, which lean towards non-interventionism, attract voters who are skeptical of America's extensive military engagements abroad. He argues for a more restrained approach to foreign policy, focusing on diplomacy over military action, which resonates with those who believe in a less aggressive U.S. foreign policy footprint. His opposition to endless wars and his critique of nation-building efforts have positioned him as a voice for peace and restraint in international affairs. Lastly, Paul's grassroots appeal cannot be understated. His ability to connect with voters through town halls, social media, and direct engagement has built a loyal base. His campaign style, often described as authentic and unscripted, contrasts with the polished, often scripted appearances of many politicians, making him seem more relatable and trustworthy to the average voter. This grassroots support is crucial in mobilizing voters and volunteers, giving him a strong foundation in Kentucky and beyond. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, has garnered a significant amount of opposition due to his political stances and actions, which many find controversial or misaligned with their values. One of the primary reasons for this opposition is his libertarian approach to governance, which often prioritizes individual freedoms over collective welfare, a stance that can be at odds with those who advocate for more government intervention in social issues. His foreign policy views, particularly his non-interventionist stance, have drawn criticism from both sides of the political spectrum. Supporters of a strong U.S. military presence abroad see his reluctance to engage in international conflicts as a sign of weakness or isolationism. Conversely, some on the left criticize him for not going far enough in his critique of military spending or for his selective application of libertarian principles when it comes to foreign policy. Another point of contention is his stance on healthcare. Paul has been a vocal critic of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, advocating for a free market approach to healthcare, which many fear would lead to reduced access to care for the less affluent. His opposition to government-funded healthcare programs is seen by some as an endorsement of a system where only the wealthy can afford comprehensive medical services, thus exacerbating inequality. Rand Paul's environmental policies, or lack thereof, also contribute to his unpopularity among those concerned with climate change. He has often downplayed the significance of climate change, arguing against regulations that aim to reduce carbon emissions, which has alienated environmentalists and those who see climate action as a critical government responsibility. His skepticism towards climate science and his support for fossil fuel industries are seen as detrimental to efforts aimed at sustainable development. Moreover, his approach to civil liberties, while appealing to some, has been criticized for inconsistency. While he has been a staunch defender of privacy rights against government surveillance, his views on other civil liberties, like voting rights or women's reproductive rights, are seen as restrictive or out of touch with modern societal norms. This selective application of libertarian principles leads to distrust among those who expect a more uniform application of these values. Lastly, his public demeanor and communication style have not always endeared him to the public or his colleagues. His confrontational approach, especially evident in his interactions with the media and during Senate hearings, can come across as combative or dismissive, which does not help in building bipartisan support or public trust. His tendency to filibuster or block legislation, often seen as grandstanding, further paints him as an obstructionist rather than a constructive legislator. In summary, while Rand Paul has a dedicated base that appreciates his commitment to libertarian ideals, his broader unpopularity stems from a combination of his policy positions, perceived inconsistencies, and his often polarizing public persona. These factors contribute to a significant portion of the electorate and political figures viewing him as out of step with the needs and expectations of contemporary American society. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.